VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. It was on June 7th, nearly a half year ago, that the Compass Care Pro-Life Medical Office in Buffalo was firebombed, miraculously opened, reopened 52 days after that. Local authorities were contacted immediately. The FBI was brought in to investigate. And month after month, it's only been crickets chirping. No action. Stonewalled silence. All this while it was apparent that they had access to a video showing the perpetrators. But in just recent weeks, the FBI has offered a reward. A reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for the attack. Why did this take so long? Why the double standard against pro-life, pro-family organizations? Scores of other entities who were firebombed or vandalized are being met with silence and inaction. I think of our friends at Wisconsin Family Action in Madison, one of the first centers hit on Mother's Day. The FBI's Christopher Wray, recently brought in before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee to address the inaction. Well, with comments on this and other matters impacting life, we welcome a first-time guest, Daniel Tomlinson. He is the Vice President of Advancement at Compass Care, a pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Really glad to be on with you.
Your colleague Jim Harden has been with us on previous occasions, but as a matter of review, just step back in time, if you would, to June 7th to refresh the memories of our listeners as to what happened at Compass Care.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll step back even a little bit further than that with the leak of the Dobbs case. The leak of the Dobbs case, which eventually got decided on in June 24th, and that effectively overturned Roe versus Wade, the most egregious Supreme Court decision in the history of the Supreme Court. The leaks of that Dobbs decision unleashed a national pro-abortion crime wave, with over 70 attacks against pro-life service organizations, over 160 attacks on pro-life organizations nationwide. Nobody has been arrested at the local, state, or federal level yet for any of these attacks. On June 7th, Compass Care was attacked by James Revenge, a pro-abortion terrorist group calling themselves James Revenge. They took credit for the attack. They said that they find joy in doing these attacks, caused nearly $500,000 worth of damage to Compass Care's medical office in Buffalo, New York. And two firefighters were injured in fighting the blaze. Multiple arsonists, multiple incendiary devices. And again, no one has been arrested as of yet.
You actually have video security footage. What did you do with that footage?
So back in June, back when we were young and the world seemed so much brighter back then, when we thought that the FBI would, of course, treat an arson attack on a nonprofit organization as seriously, and actually do something to catch the perpetrators. Compass Care submitted its video surveillance footage to the police, and now have had to sue those same police in order to get back our private property. Absolutely refused for months and months and months, refused to allow Compass Care to view the footage to get back its private property. And so it is in the custody of the Amherst Police, which is the local police department there, and the FBI has full access to it, but Compass Care does not. And just recently, just after the midterms, oddly enough, a week after the midterms, after being threatened from the House Judiciary Committee, a 1,000-page report kind of outlining the politicization and the weaponization of the FBI finally released a 18-second compilation of the video surveillance footage and offered a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the arsonist.
You know,
this is coming months after the actual attack.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, this is the stonewalling that went on month after month after month. You had to file action to even try and get your own property back from the police department. So, again, what do you believe is that trigger mechanism that caused the FBI during this month of November now to finally take some action to offer a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. What do you believe triggered that?
Yeah, so a couple things. I mean, it is, again, we're talking about a national pro-abortion crime spree. So to offer a $25,000 reward for the capture or the information leading to the capture of these arsonists is treating this incident as if it's an isolated, one-off, that and not actually a part of a targeted campaign against pro-life service organizations seeking to shut them down or intimidate them. So really, if the FBI was serious about actually going after the perpetrators, going after organizations like Jane's Revenge, they would be offering a $25,000 reward for each of the, 150-plus pro-life organizations that have been attacked. You know, we're talking millions of dollars in that case. So in terms of your question, though, this did come after the midterms. There was a 1,000-page report from the House Judiciary Committee, that's what it was, the House Judiciary Committee basically saying, here's all the different ways that the FBI has become politicized, the ways that they have are showing their bias in not actually upholding the law. Basically, they're going after the politically disfavored, and they're refusing to they're basically refusing to enforce the law for those who are politically disfavored and going after the politically disfavored. So this massive bias in the 1,000-page report from the House Judiciary Committee, I think, was kind of a shot across the bows to the FBI. Their corruption and their politicization was going to be, brought before the House Judiciary Committee. And so they, in an attempt to look unbiased, after the midterm, they said, all right, well, let's take some action. But again, nobody's been arrested. Put all the $25,000 rewards out there if you want. Put all the, highly edited versions of video surveillance footage out there if you want. We're talking about the number one, Jim, we're talking about the number one forensic analysis organization in the world. They can find criminals based off the size of their earlobe, the shape of the earlobe. I mean, we're talking about the best agency at finding, and their job is to find domestic terrorists, domestic extremists, to actually go after people who are committing violence against their own citizens, and they haven't been able to find anybody. Quote unquote, not been able to find anybody. They've been unwilling to either give the resources or actually make the arrest for anybody who are attacking these police service organizations.
So are you doubting the seriousness then with the FBI on this? Like feeling like maybe just a bone is being thrown your way?
Yeah, absolutely. So unless we'd love to be proved, wrong, Jim. We absolutely love to be proved wrong. But nothing from our interactions with the FBI over the last, now nearly 6 months, and nothing in terms of results. There have been no results. So what is it going to take? And to kind of to bolster this argument, there has been 26 different pro-life people who have been indicted on trumped-up charges of the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Entrances. There has been 26 pro-life people that have been actively targeted by the FBI for trumped-up charges on dismissed cases from local courts. Have dismissed these cases. The FBI has dug them up and gone after them, going so far as to do SWAT-like raids in the morning and arresting Mark Houck at gunpoint in front of his wife and seven children. So there is an agenda here that looks like it is being slow walking or refusing to provide justice to pro-life service organizations, and at the same time, because of an executive order from the Biden administration around a reproductive health task force from back in July, it looks like they're actively targeting pro-life people at the same time.
You know, this is amazing, folks. Daniel Tomlinson, our guest here today on Crosstalk from Compass Care, a pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York. I find it so interesting, Daniel, that the FBI is not labeling what happened to you, Wisconsin Family Action, over 100 other organizations and churches that have been targeted by groups like Jane's Revenge, that they're not labeling this as a domestic terror, rather as an isolated event. I guess the domestic terrorists are only the ones who stand up at school board meetings to speak against the grooming policies of the LGBT agenda. agenda, or perhaps the domestic terrorists are the ones who, have you, as you mentioned, have stood in opposition to abortion at the abortion killing centers. I mean, it's so obvious to see this is a very much a double standard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and FBI Director Christopher Wray was brought before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee just a couple weeks ago now, I guess.
November 17th.
And, you know, he was asked point blank, you know, what's going on with this nationwide violence against a pro-life organization? Director Wray fabricated statistics and overinflated abortion-related crime statistics to include these trumped-up charges against peaceful pro-life people, saying, you know, well, 70% of the abortion-related cases where the victims are pro-life organizations. Well, 70% is not accurate. It's only accurate if you throw in all of these trumped-up indictments of peaceful pro-life people under the Pretense of Faith Act violation. Really what it is it's nearly 100% of all abortion-related violence is against pro-life organizations. There's only one case that we know of, one isolated case against the Planned Parenthood in Kalamazoo, Michigan,
yes,
where a 25-year-old young man threw a Duraflame log onto the building, onto the roof of a Planned Parenthood, and he was found, he was arrested, and he was charged with arson within 4 days of that throwing that Duraflame log onto Planned Parenthood, which caused minimal damage. Again, over 70 attacks against pro-life service organizations, over 150 against pro-life organizations as a whole, brutal firebombings, graffiti, breaking of glass, spray painting. Nobody's been arrested. Nearly 100% of all the abortion-related violence is against pro-life service organizations. So we call that, you know, I know it's an old-school world, but we call that a lie. You know, that is a misrepresentation of the truth.
Yeah. So one act of violence against a Planned Parenthood by putting a Duraflame log on their roof. And I think of offices like yours. I think of Wisconsin Family Action's offices where they had Molotov cocktails, you know, thrown at them. You've got the explosions. You've got the flames that have taken place. You've got certainly life put at risk in all of this. The massive vandalism that have been done to offices all across this country, and yet that is just kind of cast aside, isolated incident, and yet, you know, it only takes four days to catch this the individual who had put this log on top of a Planned Parenthood. I mean, it's outrageous for the American people to witness this.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I am hopeful. Representative Jim Jordan, who's the incoming chair of the House Judiciary Committee, he looks like he's going to make good on his promise to aggressively investigate the FBI. He's mandated the cooperation of 42 Biden administration officials, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, looking into allegations of politicization and bias in the FBI. You know, after this 1,000-page report where they said there's likely much more to be uncovered in the months ahead, but what is known, it is clear the FBI needs repair, and I couldn't agree with them more. The FBI's abdication of duty and failure to cooperate in order to arrest these arsonists.
We got to take a break here. Daniel Tomlinson, our guest on Crosstalk, and discussing the attacks taking place. We will be back here in just a minute on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast does Niagara Falls erode?
Chris, based on historical measurements, the falls has eroded upriver approximately 5 feet per year. In the early 1800s, when Sir Charles Lyell was promoting his millions of years concept, he used Niagara Falls to support his theory. Lyell claimed it was eroding at less than 1 foot per year, thus was tens of thousands of years old. This, he claimed, disproved the Bible. But in reality, Lyell ignored the evidence of rapid erosion. In fact, the erosion rate and the distance of erosion almost exactly points to the Great Flood of Noah's day as the start of erosion of the river's valley. The fact is, Charles Lyell was wrong, and the Bible's still right. It all started back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Daniel Tomlinson with us here today. First time on Crosstalk, Vice President of Advancement at Compass Care, Pregnancy Center in Buffalo, New York, targeted by Jane's Revenge. Daniel, the FBI, as they did this about-face for at least one pro-life center now with this $25,000 reward, they released 18 seconds of that surveillance video footage with their reward. What does that video footage reveal, and are you satisfied with these 18 seconds, or do you believe that there's a whole lot more footage that needs to be released?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I'm glad to see the FBI doing something, even under duress, or even with, you know, potentially the mixed motives of seeking to appear even-handed when they are quite obviously are not. You know, this 18-second compilation, I mean, it does show the perpetrators. It does show them smashing the windows and throwing in the incendiary devices. It does show the vehicle. The vehicle that they drove up in, as well as, although they blurred out the license plate that was on it. The question then becomes is why can't we catch these guys? I mean, we've got about a minute and a half. I haven't seen the full video surveillance footage. Jim Harden, Compass Care CEO, has, and he, you know, was talking to him about it after he saw it just a few weeks ago now, and he said it was a highly coordinated attack. It was a minute and a half, start to finish. These were either professionals or trained by professionals. They didn't have any wasted motion. They knew exactly what they were doing and went about it in a very business-like way. And so, you know, I don't know exactly what that means as much as we are, because of the continued threats from Jane's Revenge and the continued promise of more violence. And the continued political rhetoric of pro-abortion politicians and the abortion lobbying group and, you know, big tech actively censoring pro-life service organizations. All out war has been declared on pregnancy centers and, have been made into the enemy of the American people, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no dampening effect on these violent attacks because no one's been arrested. And in fact,
right,
the rhetoric just continues to get more heated and more vitriolic.
You know, and it's interesting because it's happened all over this country, and I keep referring to Wisconsin Family Action, as this happened on Mother's Day, one of the first centers attacked, and yet that threat that went there, if abortion isn't safe, then you aren't either. And that's
right.
That's a continuous threat against pro-life organizations all across this country.
Yeah, and then one of their recent communiques, Jim, they said that we take joy in these attacks. Our future attacks won't be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, basically promising bloodshed. And that's one of the things that is just absolutely preposterous about all this.
Yeah.
These folks are unhinged. Nothing. So Compass Care is located. Compass Care has three physical locations, Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, and Albany, New York, as well as an online telemedicine platform where we're serving women all across the state. New York is the abortion capital of the U.S. We have more abortions per capita than any other state in the union. We have the most permissive abortion laws in the world after China and North Korea. The overturning of Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision, doesn't change anything here in New York. And actually, it makes abortion worse in New York because women are traveling from more conservative states to New York to get their abortions. Governor Hochul has allocated millions of taxpayer dollars to fly women to New York to not only pay for their abortions, but also their stay and their travel expenses.
How tragic.
So this is where we live. And yet you're firebombing a pro-life service organization in the abortion capital of the U.S. because you're angry about Roe versus Wade. These folks are unhinged from reality. If nothing else, what they're doing is they hate what we stand for. They hate the fact that we give women actual true choice. We actually give them true information about all of their options, not just abortion, but about every option they have available to them when they're facing an unplanned pregnancy.
Daniel, let me ask you about this. When you're talking about the video footage, surveillance footage that was released, the 18 seconds, you mentioned that the license plate was blurred. It would seem to be a key piece of evidence to help find the individuals. Why would they blur the plate, or do we know if this was a stolen vehicle?
Yeah, so we were told that the license plates were stolen, which is my guess as to why they blurred it, because they were stolen from some innocent party. That is what we're told. The vehicle itself, to our knowledge, was not stolen. And again, we're talking about, I believe it's a Dodge Dart, an orange or red Dodge Dart, with I believe a 2015 or 2016 Dodge Dart. So not a super common car. Not a super common color, and so you're getting all kinds of information from the way these two men carry themselves, the way they're dressed, or what they're, you know, all this kind of stuff. But the more time that goes by, Jim, the harder it is to find these folks. I mean, it took the FBI 5 weeks. It took them 5 weeks before they even began forensic analysis of this video surveillance footage.
My.
This was not a priority for them.
No,
this is such an abdication of responsibility, an abdication of law enforcement's responsibility to protect all of its citizens equally, not just those who are ideologically aligned with them.
4 days to catch one perpetrating a bad attack against Planned Parenthood. 4 days, but yet nearly 5 months in order to even release the video surveillance here for the public. Do you believe that the FBI had an impact on the lack of response also from local law enforcement?
I do. I do think so. There doesn't appear to be any reason why local law enforcement would not release Compass Care's private property to Compass Care unless the FBI had told them not to. So, you know, the judge where we appealed they're withholding Compass Care's private property. We'd like to get our video surveillance footage back and, basically push forward an investigation on our own because nothing's being done, said that they had till January to turn over the footage, to arrest somebody and or turn over the footage. So he's at least holding them accountable to get some results in the next couple months here. But by January, we're looking at just a few months because I think our ability to actually investigate and bring charges elapses after a year. So that just gives us another, five or so months to finish up any investigation on our end.
It's amazing. And again, I referenced Wisconsin Family Action, who was attacked 1 month before yourselves, and I have not heard of any offer from the FBI being offered on behalf of catching the perpetrators for it or any other of the pro-life agencies that have been firebombed here in the United States. Something's unique why they're doing it for this one and not all the centers.
It really is. It really is quite. You think about any other entity. I don't care whether it's a Pizza Hut or a toy store or gas stations or what have you. Any other entity that you see this kind of targeting from a specific group, because of what they believe, let's say it's vegans going after butcher shops or something.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have this kind of lackadaisical response to it. You would see kind of if these entities are being specifically targeted, we should do everything we can to protect them from further attacks and to arrest the perpetrators so these attacks don't continue. These aren't just isolated one-off attacks. There is a committed ideological commitment to going after pro-life service organizations.
Daniel Tomlinson, our guest here today on Crosstalk. Daniel, your colleague there, Jim Hardin, has suggested that Congress, which holds the purse strings, really ought to be suspending FBI funding until a thorough investigation into the full extent of the politicization of FBI leadership can be done. Do you believe it's that serious?
Yeah, I do believe it's that serious. I mean, I think that Representative Jim Jordan's investigation is going to turn up all kinds of dirty deeds, all kinds of politicization and weaponization. Jim Hardin, a Compass Care's CEO, has some suggested questions for Representative Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee to question all of these slow walkers of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they've advocated, paid for, or had an abortion themselves. Did confidential FBI human sources participate in domestic terrorism? Are pro-life pregnancy centers, particularly those who have been victims of domestic violence, currently being investigated by the FBI? Why has the FBI chosen not to categorize crimes perpetrated against pro-life pregnancy centers as domestic terrorism. We want to know why. And, FBI's investigation into the Mann Act violations concerning minors. We know the abortion, multi-billion dollar abortion industry is complicit in the cover-up of sex crimes. If you remember the 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio who was transported to Indiana for, for an abortion, the Biden administration used that 10-year-old, that tragic, awful case of that 10-year-old rape victim as a justification for why abortion needed to be on demand in all 50 states, and then quickly dropped it, used her as a political prop, re-victimized that victim of an awful crime again, and immediately dropped it once questions started being asked about how do we know that a 10-year-old did cross state lines, that she got a chemical abortion, that she got it in Indianapolis, all these different things that we shouldn't know if her information was actually private. What about the rapist who was an illegal immigrant nearly 10 times or 3 times her age? You know, these are all questions that need to be asked of the FBI.
Sure, indeed. So in that regard, do you believe the American people have just lost faith with our justice system?
Yeah, there seems to be a pattern of behavior here. You know, and it's interesting because there's a certain segment. There's a big overlap between pro-life people and conservatives, right? Almost if it was a Venn diagram, almost a complete overlap because we value human life at its most innocent and vulnerable. I believe that babies in the womb are as fully equally human as anybody else, as you and I are. And the way that things have been handled and the kind of left-leaning bias of our law enforcement is really disconcerting because you have an entire movement dedicated to trying to defund the local police or the police in general, or going after Back to Blue is a largely conservative kind of motivated movement. And to be clear, Compass Care has got no problem with the rank and file guys of either the FBI or the local police. We believe that they are seeking to do their best with the information that they have and to protect the people in their community. But what we're seeing is decisions made at the leadership level that go all the way to the top. They go right up to the DOJ. They go right up to Merrick Garland. They go right up to the Biden administration and whoever's calling the shots there. And that is where the priorities are being set and the reassignment of human resources is being set. And that is where Compass Care's main beef is.
Where do you go from here?
So continue to move forward. I mean, so Compass Care is seeking to protect pregnancy centers, pro-life organizations across the nation, and is leading the charge to do that. We have a team of 30 pro bono lawyers working for 5 different firms, basically trying to continue the work of serving women and saving babies. That's why pro-life service organizations exist, to provide services to women in need, help them in the time of great distress, of great fear, and serve them in such a way that instead of making an abortion decision, they go on to carry a term and either make an adoption plan or parent. Compass Care is going to continue to do that no matter what. So we've got a collusion going on, and Compass Care is going to continue doing what's right no matter what.
I got to take a break right here, friends. Let's open our phone lines. Your questions, your comments, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Christmas has become ground zero in an ongoing culture war where nativity scenes are nixed. Merry Christmas becomes Happy Holidays, and even the word Christmas is considered by some as offensive. Addressing this ongoing battle is the book, The War on Christmas, edited by Bodie Hodge from Answers in Genesis. With full-color pictures and illustrations throughout, The War on Christmas provides answers concerning a host of issues and misconceptions surrounding Christmas. You'll learn where the name Christmas comes from. Is it a pagan holiday? What about replacing Christ with the letter X? You'll find chapters on the Christmas star, the virgin birth, the magi, why creation is important to Christmas, and so much more. This book also presents the gospel, which is often lost as this time is celebrated. The War on Christmas is available for a donation of $18 by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Daniel Tomlinson with us here today from the Compass Care. CompassCareCommunity.com is your website, CompassCareCommunity.com. Just before we take our first call, and by the way, we've got a couple of lines here yet, 800-733-9829. Daniel, just hours ago today, House Democrats elected pro-abortion New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries as the leader of their conference to replace Speaker Pelosi. I understand that he has a 100% pro-abortion voting record in favor of abortion up to birth at taxpayer expense. LifeNews.com says he just doesn't have a pro-abortion voting record, but has also been openly hostile toward pro-life Americans who have smeared pro-life Americans, describing them as a threat, as yahoos for believing babies in the womb deserve to be protected from violence, even calling extreme MAGA Republicans are extreme on reproductive freedom. This is the one who's going to now be leading the Democratic caucus or the Democratic House of Representative members. Your comments on this?
Yeah. So the reality is that the Democratic Party has been captured by a rabid pro-abortion agenda that is extremely unpopular amongst American people. They're gone are the days of safe, legal, and rare, Jim. That is so 1990s Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
They just want it legal. They want it on demand. And what they really are pushing for is abortion legalized through all 9 months of pregnancy like we have here in New York. And, Jeffries is not going to be any different than that. And there's no, unfortunately, they can't hedge or back down on any of these, any kind of restraints on abortion whatsoever. And depending on what poll you look at, between 80 and 90% of Americans actually believe in some restrictions on abortion, at the very least some restrictions on abortion. Most of Western Europe doesn't allow abortion after the first trimester, except in extreme cases. So, Jeffries is cut from the same cloth. He doesn't understand, as a member of the U.S. government, he ought to understand that government's main job, the main reason they exist, is to protect all of its people equally. It's to protect all of its people equally, not just those they find convenient or comfortable, or who are ideologically aligned with them. They are to protect all people equally because all people are either fully and equally human from the womb to the tomb, or you can carve out exceptions for them and it puts everybody at risk. Mm-hmm. What abortion does is it opens up the door for the devaluing of human life across the board. And that's what we're seeing in our culture today.
Let's go to the phone. Let's pick up some phone calls here. Only Illinois, Georgia on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. We are fighting an uphill battle the way we're fighting it. Jesus gave us authority and power to overcome, and we are just sitting around twiddling our thumbs. I can't understand it because nobody ever really taught us how to take authority and go into the world.
Well, George, our whole topic today, this is not an organization that's twiddling their thumbs. They are on the front lines right now in their advocacy for life and helping women going through times of crisis pregnancy. I'm not following you on the twiddling of the thumbs.
I'm talking about God's church.
Uh-huh.
We are doing some of the work, but we're not taking authority. We're letting the criminals, as man says, the insane asylum is being run by the inmates.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and thank you for that. Let me have you speak, Daniel, to what he would say is the church not speaking out on this issue. I know there are the individuals that are, certainly this program does, certainly your organization does, and many other organizations like yours, but the church as a whole, do they need to get more active in this issue?
Yeah, it's a bit of a yes and a no answer to this. So the reason that Compass Care exists is because of the church. It's because of the pro-life passion of the church. It's an expression of the church's pro-life convictions and passion to see all people who are made in the image of God and therefore fully and equally human, fully and equally valuable, be protected from the womb to the tomb, from the moment of conception on. But also, at the same time, there are many churches that won't touch or talk about the pro-life cause or the abortion problem because they see it primarily as a political issue, which is extremely unfortunate. It is not primarily a political issue. It's primarily a theological issue. It's fundamentally a misunderstanding of what it means to be human under God. We allow for the abortion, for the killing of innocent human life in the womb because we forget about the inviolable nature of human life. And the reality is that there are no rights in America if the right for life is not protected. All other rights spring from or are even possible because of the right to life.
Let's go to Robert in Glendale. Robert, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. Daniel, I appreciate your hard work. I pray for you. I know it's a tough job, but as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're commanded to press on, press towards the mark. And Jim, I appreciate what you're doing. But I've got a comment, and I'm going to add it, because I've listened to two programs in a row where a whole lot of information is being provided, okay? But our ability to get results are being blocked by governmental individuals who keep continuing to cheat their way into the positions that they have. Therefore, our ability to get a result is none except for Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And honestly, brothers, I want to see abortion ended. 1973, I was a victim of it because my girlfriend at that time was forced into having an abortion, and I didn't even know she was pregnant, okay? I was just told the day she was getting an abortion at KU University in Lawrence, Kansas, she was getting an abortion. That was 1973, February, okay? And I want to see it ended. It's murder, by the way. It is not killing. I was in the military. I had to kill to defend myself.
Okay, Robert, let's go right to your main question then here for today.
Okay. And then my main question then, brothers, would be, what are we going to do as a group of people that are like-minded? I mean, I have no idea what our numbers are, but it's enormous, to get results from our government and local governments and state governments to act upon these issues.
Thank you for the call here, Robert. Daniel.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think is really important for us to remember is that politics is downstream of culture. And in the country that God has given us, we get the political leaders that we deserve. So I don't think that there is any return to a system that actually is righteous in the way that it equally protects all of its citizens equally, equal protection under the law, equally valuing every single human being without a return to Christ, without a massive revival and a resurgence of Christian morality and a transformation of hearts and communities and families, of the hearts of fathers being returned to their children, the hearts of children being returned to their fathers. I don't believe that there's any way forward. You know, our founding father said that our system of government is completely inadequate except for a moral and virtuous people. And I think they're absolutely right. And what we have done is we think that we could have all the fruits of Christian, all the fruits of a Christian worldview and while rejecting Christ at the same time. And we found that to be absolutely false.
Yeah.
So the more that we reject Christ, the more that we are going to continue to slide into moral insanity.
And so you continue to cry out against unrighteousness, just as the prophets of old. I think of the passage in Scripture in Corinthians about that it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And so we continue to herald the truth, whether a culture is drowning around us, you know, in this sin. We continue to be salt. We continue to be light. And God's going to certainly do what he does. But we've got to get back to how we have certainly applied from 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Thank you, Robert, for raising the issue. Well, let's go next to Brad in West Dallas. Brad, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, this statement that they wrote down at Julian Appling's site there when they attacked it, the abortions are not safe, neither are you.
Yeah.
Who says abortions are safe?
Yeah.
What kind of a bonehead would say something like that? Abortions kill people. They kill the baby all the time, and once in a while the mother dies too. Abortions are not safe and never have been. As for this new up-and-coming House Speaker that's going to take over for Nancy Lugosi, Hakeem, right back at you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it for today.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
We have Cece in Waddle, Arizona. You're on the air, Cece.
Yes. I was just calling to comment on the statements about the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a witness to it, when I was 17 years old, I was kidnapped and taken across state lines. And the FBI, it ended up where I ended up in the FBI's hands, and they took me, instead of taking me to the hospital, which they should have because I had been beaten pretty badly and raped several times, they took me to a hotel and left me overnight alone.
Mm.
And so to speak on the corruption in the FBI, it's been going on for a long time. I mean, a very long time. I'm 50, almost 60 years old now. And this is probably the first time publicly I've ever spoken of it, but I've used the situations that God has allowed others to wake up to the government's ploy at abortions, or to convince them that it's a freedom issue when it is not. It is not. It's an agenda. It's been an agenda for a very long time to kill children or to murder the racists across the line. They don't have any compassion for us. And so I want to say thank you, because I am so educated when I listen to your show, all your speakers. God bless you for putting your necks on the line, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're preaching the truth. And to the caller that called last and asked what Christians can do, you can take the situations that God allows in your life, and you can use that as a witness to help people, to enlighten them. God doesn't want anything to happen to us that he doesn't mean for someone else. And so praying and asking for God's forgiveness and doing what the Bible says to do, yes, great. But God has a plan, too. Just Amen. Like Satan has an agenda, God has one, too. And he's in control, and he just expects for us to be about his business like you guys are. So I just thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Cece. Appreciate your call here today. I'm so reminded about the thief here, Daniel, that seeks to come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm coming, you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly.
Yep.
We are up against a break, so we're going to quick take the break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. With us today, Daniel Tomlinson from Compass Care, their website, CompassCareCommunity.com. CompassCareCommunity.com. Back in just 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum recently on video was praising China and all their accomplishments, and talked about China as a great model for the rest of the world. Really? Communist China? Well, should we really be shocked when we realize that Klaus Schwab admits on his own website, the World Economic Forum website, that he was mentored by Maurice Strong? Maurice Strong was the head of the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992 and gave us Agenda 21, now known as Agenda 2030. It was Maurice Strong who said, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Well, that's exactly what they're doing, and the World Economic Forum says by 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy. They openly brag about taking advantage of one crisis after another, but many of them are manipulated. Will they manipulate the railroad crisis and the strike potentially December 9th? the economic crisis, the border crisis, the drug crisis? You bet they will. Are you prepared? I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Daniel Tomlinson, our guest here today. CompassCareCommunity.com, their website. We'll pick up some more calls and have some further thoughts to share with you as well. Let's continue on. Let's see. Tucson, Arizona. Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. This issue cannot have enough public discussion, and I thank you for what you're doing. You know, I just want to say, abortion, if my friend Dr. Alan Keyes had been elected president, he promised to close all the abortion clinics on day one. I mean, the Constitution, which is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, clearly states, you know, they have the right to life from cradle to grave. And I am so disappointed with that. Earlier caller was right when he said the church has done nothing or little, and also the Republican Party. The Republican Party has left me, as they did Dr. Alan Keyes. When they say that heartbeat bills are good pro-life bills, not in the eyes of God, in the eyes of God, you know, Democrat and Republican plans are all the same. There's not a dime's worth of difference between killing a baby at 8 weeks and 30 weeks. So thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Any comments back there, Daniel?
Yeah. I would say I think that in a way we're figuring out which Republicans are actually pro-life. I agree that for the most part Republicans have been spineless and craven cowards when it comes to the pro-life issue. And they have decided to just hide behind the Roe versus Wade decision. Well, I'm going to run on being pro-life to get votes, and then once I'm in office, I'm not actually going to do anything about protecting the most innocent and vulnerable of my constituents. And the reality is they've been able to do that because they hid behind Roe. There's nothing I can do. Roe versus Wade, Roe versus Wade. Well, now Roe versus Wade is gone. And what we have seen is those who are unabashedly pro-life, those who are staunchly pro-life, have found themselves to be on, to have not just to be morally right, they also have a winning political strategy, I believe. For those who keep backing away and hedging on their pro-life principles or scrubbing their websites, as we saw as a lead up to the midterms, we saw many of those people, and I can list a whole host of examples, but we saw many of those people either lose or, actually, most of them that I know of ended up losing their races. Mm-hmm. People want to vote for men and women of principle. They don't want somebody who's going to hedge and back off on the most important thing that should be deciding who or what we vote for. How could you possibly vote for somebody who's not going to protect innocent human life in the world?
Teresa's calling from Berea, Kentucky. You're on the air, Teresa.
Yes, sir. I would like to for you all to talk about what we could do. Could we protest? Maybe if we get the whole United States of the Christians just to protest, or if we could get at the something or another, a petition, and send to all of these people, these senators and all this. Maybe would that help? And if so, could people start giving us the numbers and things that we could do? Because I know that without God, we can do nothing good. Him, all things are possible. And I thought that might be something that would open some people's eyes.
Thank you, Teresa. So the question, Daniel, what can people do? How can I make a difference? Do protest matters? Do contact our politicians matter? What can I do?
Yeah, so there are three main ways of continuing to push forward the pro-life cause, and all three of these are essential. There's political lobbying. There's calling of your representatives and urging them to protect innocent human life in the womb. There's a kind of activism or advocacy out in front of abortion clinics, praying, sharing the gospel, seeking to talk to women before they go in to get their abortions and point them in different directions. Then there's pro-life service organizations like Compass Care that are offering ethical medical care and comprehensive community support to women considering abortion. All of those, there are different organizations, either national or local, that you can get involved with to help continue to push and create a more pro-life, pro-family society. We do need to create a culture that respects life at every stage. We also need to reestablish the necessity of strong family units. So there are ordinary things like being faithful to your spouse, having children, raising them, educating them according to the what is right and true, what is good and beautiful, instead of sending them off to the man, sending them off to government institutions to become brainwashed and another cog in the machine. There are so many different things to do. Prayer, continuing to pray and fast for the ending of abortion. Continuing to serve, finding women in your community who need help or who are facing unplanned pregnancies, connecting with a local pregnancy center to serve there, and to give. To give generously to organizations that are effectively fighting against the evil of abortion.
Friends, look up in your local community, your pregnancy care centers. Call them up. How can I get involved? What do you need? Do you need diapers? Help provide those. Do you need clothing for young babies and children? Help provide those resources. Do you need volunteer help? You know, so it is reaching out on a multiple prongs here to be a help, and those three main ways. Again, he talked about political lobbying, but advocacy at abortion centers, also pro-life service organizations assisting them as well. Let's go to Jim next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you so much for both what both of you are doing. While I was listening to the program, the scripture came to mind, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Christians don't want to know because then they might be compelled to do something. So what I do is I go on Facebook and I tell, hey, this program's on. You guys listen. Get informed of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the churches, we're not being compelled. These are biblical issues. We're not being compelled to get out there and do something about this.
Yeah.
So we've got to take the mantle ourselves as individuals. And thank you, Jim, for mentioning that about helping out with pro-life centers, because it just started me a place near me. I'm wondering how they're doing, so I'm going to go check it out and see if they need some help. So thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. I can't think of a one that doesn't need resources to help them along in their endeavors. Daniel Tomlinson, our guest, again, their website, compasscarecommunity.com. Thank you, Daniel, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Really a pleasure to be on with you.
And folks, certainly to be in prayer regarding these matters as well, always and everything, to bathe in prayer. But also some very practical ways to be engaged in ways of action as well, and critical times in which we live, and certainly we must stand up for life. We thank you for joining us here today, and something else you can do, friends, take time to share a link with this program to others so that they may also be informed on these critical matters. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to BCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.